The U.S. speeds up help for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The plan just announced will deliver refurbished Abrams tanks to Ukraine months earlier than sending new tanks.
We've been committed to exploring options to deliver the armored capability as quickly as possible. And after further study and analysis on how best to do this, DOD, in close coordination with Ukraine, has made the decision to provide the M1A1 variant of the Abrams tank.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says that model has capabilities very similar to the newer version. This is the U.S. and NATO continue to warn China against providing weapons to Russia for the war in Ukraine. The Russian and Chinese presidents wrapping up a Moscow summit, accusing the West of fueling more conflict. The U.S. slapping new sanctions on Iran, targeting people and companies building drones being used by Russia in Ukraine.
The Treasury Department office that oversees foreign assets is laying the sanctions on four firms and three people for buying parts to assemble the drones. The Treasury says the continued action by the entities in Iran and Turkey remain threats to regional security and global stability.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the sanctions freeze assets in the U.S. and prevent American businesses from working with those targeted. With talks stalled, a three-day strike begins in Los Angeles, sending some 600,000 public school students home in the nation's second-largest district. Members of the Service Employees Union, including custodians, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers, pushing for more hiring and a 30% raise, the district offering 23%.
Now, the superintendent of LAUSD fired back earlier today that the union is refusing to negotiate, and this is a historic deal on the table. California, though, is already facing a $22 billion budget deficit, so the district's concern is these demands would drive the school system into bankruptcy.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady in L.A., teachers walking out in solidarity with the striking union members. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just getting reports of 12 people injured in northwest Pakistan from an earthquake that was centered in Afghanistan. Magnitude 6.5, sending people running from homes and offices in both the Pakistani and the Afghan capital cities, as well as surrounding areas. There are no details yet, though, on the extent of the damage. President Biden designates two new national monuments in Texas and in Nevada, where the designation includes Spirit Mountain and the desert around it.
You know, it's a place of reverence, it's a place of spirituality, and it's a place of healing. And now it will be recognized for the significance it holds and be preserved forever.
It's a designation also aimed at honoring tribal nations and indigenous peoples who had advocated for that monument. The White House digging deeper in its effort to crack down on junk fees.
Reps from 16 federal agencies, including the Department of Transportation and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, attending a panel at the White House to discuss President Biden's push for Congress to enact the Junk Fees Prevention Act, an effort to crack down on surcharges linked to purchases, including hotel reservations, concert tickets, and airfares. The bipartisan panel also includes economists, business professors, and the head of government relations at ticket resale company StubHub. According to the White House, each year, junk fees cost Americans tens of billions of dollars, adding surveys show 75% of Americans support cutting these fees, regardless of party lines.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The U.S. Treasury Secretary offering more reassurance about the banking system in a speech today after recent bank failures. This as the Fed kicks off a two-day meeting that could end with another rate hike, though there's more speculation about that in the week of the bank failures. An hour to the close, though, the Dow's up 239 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.